This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan and Brian Nani. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am really excited about this guest and talking about 2020.
You know, Carol, we've been doing this show for, what, 3.5-ish years, and we've never had these guys on. What a shame. But, like you, I'm really excited about talking about the GWCC, but also what they got going. That part of town is really, really getting cool. So let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Mark Zimmerman, General Manager with the Georgia World Congress Center. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
We're glad to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. A lot of exciting things going on. I know you're busy, so thanks for your time. Mark, before we get into the World Congress Center, take a few quick seconds, inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
Well, I started at the World Congress Center in 1984, actually in food services, and worked at for a couple of years, and decided that the convention and trade show business was the one for me. And from that point, I worked my way up to event coordinator and director of event services and assistant GM and GM. I left for 3.5 years and opened up the Cobb Galleria Center, which isn't too far from this location. And of course, a fabulous facility on the north side of town, a little bit smaller than what I wanted to go with my career. So I went back downtown and been the GM probably the last 11 years.
So tell us a little bit more about the Georgia World Congress Center.
Well, we're the fourth largest convention center in the country, and we are right at 4 million square feet of space. 1.4 million square feet of exhibit space, 105 meeting rooms, and 2 very large ballrooms. But the bigger thing is we connect to our sister facility, which is the Georgia Dome, and also Centennial Olympic Park. So we actually control and run on our management staff over 200 acres of downtown property in an urban environment. And of course, it's great facilities and great staff and great people to work with.
Yeah, it's a great area, and it's all changing rapidly. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And as you see on the Vision 2020 map that I handed out, some things that are going to be happening here very quickly. As we all know, the new stadium is going to be operational in March of 2017,
yeah.
17, yes.
And it's not that far away.
No, it really is
around the corner.
And it's around the corner, and then, of course, from that, some other things are going to come up. We're also going to develop a hotel next to Building B and Building C, probably a 1,000-room hotel. We're looking at developers right now. And of course, I think you're going to see a lot of changes in the downtown area with a lot more people kind of staying in and around that space and kind of staying to the area.
Well, we're going to talk more about the Vision 2020, but just for those that maybe not as familiar with the World Congress Center, it's not just about trade shows.
As Carol alluded
to, we're having our 2015 Obie Awards hosted, but you can host virtually any kind of event, yeah?
Yeah, we absolutely. As you know, we do public shows and trade shows and conventions and drug launches with the pharmaceutical companies and all kinds of things that we do. A couple of weeks ago, we had the fitness show that talked about all the things that are new in the fitness world. And of course, this weekend, we've got MomoCom coming in here, which is kind of like the Comic-Con kind of events that happen. And that one's one of these ones that started over at Georgia Tech, and 20,000 attendees is expected for this weekend. So you never know what's going to go on. You have folks that come to a nice reception and dinner, and then you have folks that are dressed up for the comic world. So you
20,000 Batmans.
That's right. Exactly. And then, of course, you also have the folks that are got the coats and ties on are coming to a trade show convention. So you never know what you might see come through the doors.
Cool.
I guess you have to dress professionally regardless.
yes, we do. And it's kind of funny. Just when you think you got people figured out what their attire is and what event they're going to, there's always a surprise in there sometimes. So it's quite unique. But I think the important part is that we generate over $1 billion worth of economic benefit to the state of Georgia and the city of Atlanta. And I think that's the real critical part, is that what we do day in, day out, and a lot of folks don't know what we do, but we do, there's business that comes here all the time, and it's very exciting times for all of us.
Mark, let's shift hats to planning and preparation for an event. I do a lot of broadcasting from trade shows, and so I just did a show last month, and we're already starting to plan next year's event. So this isn't the kind of place that you can call and say, hey, do you have anything open this weekend? So talk about the procedure there, and should there be some organization that wants to utilize the space, what's the procedure and how they get connected, and what's the timetables generally?
Well, we've got a great sales staff, and we work very, very closely with the hospitality industry in downtown Atlanta, not only with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, but also the downtown hotels and our sales staff, and they work very, very closely together. But some of these trade shows and events are 10 years from now. I mean, they're really, really pushing it out farther. And of course, you know, if depending on the size of your space, your show, you have to have a lot of space. So you got to make sure that you plan it well and going forward, and obviously book the space, because if you book a space in a city that's too small, then obviously that's going to cost you dollars. And, you know, you have to look at the growth spurts or whatever the industry is that's out there and see what makes sense. So it's very critical.
All right. Mark Zimmerman will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Mark Zimmerman, General Manager with the Georgia World Congress Center.
So Mark, let's discuss the 2020 vision. What all does that entail?
Well, looking at the map and folder there that I passed out, it shows all the creative things that are going to be happening and what we're going to do. And some of it's not just outside the building, but also inside the building with some remodeling and activities that we're going to be doing to upgrade the facility. Because if you really look at it, the original building was 39 years old. It was opened up in 1976. And so there's some changes. Obviously, the architecture has changed in different recent years, and we need to kind of take a look at that. So we're doing that remodeling inside the facility and also outside, but then you also add into what's going on with the stadium and the new hotel, the development that's coming our way, and also the what's going on at Centennial Olympic Park. So there's a lot of activities going on.
Speaking to the developments outside of the Georgia World Congress Center, the dome itself, let's talk more about that. When does that start construction? When will it be completed?
Well, the new stadium has already begun, and if you get down in that part of the city, it's very prevalent what you see, and it's pretty exciting of how large that facility is going to be, and of course, it's going to be state-of-the-art facility as well. So that's already taken place. You know, March of 2017 is not that far away, and right. It has to be done. So construction is going on, so it's very busy right now.
And you mentioned the MLS coming in first, that's correct?
Yeah, right. There's an MLS soccer team that's going to play there starting in March of 2017.
Really? Which team is that?
It's going to be a new team.
Oh, really?
The one that the Falcons and Arthur Blank is going to purchase. So
that's exciting.
More details will come, I'm sure.
Okay.
Oh, you heard it first here?
Yeah, no, I've heard about that. That's very, very exciting.
That's cool.
You know, I'm going to selfishly use time to talk more about the facility itself because, like I said, I do broadcast from a lot of events, and a lot of the facilities I broadcast from are very dated, and I'm always complaining about some of the technology that's there. I mean, that's got to be a big part of the time you spend managing a facility like this, is that there's always new iterations of technology and better internet access kind of requirements and those kinds of things and power needs and as everything gets more. So talk about how a facility like the Georgia World Congress Center, and as you said, you're the fourth largest in the country. What kind of work do you have to do? How often do you have to do upgrades to keep this thing current?
Well, we have a great staff. CCLD is our group that is in the building, and they basically look at all our internet and telecommunications processes, and they're always looking at to how we can make it better. We did two large Microsoft meetings this past year, and of course, when you have Microsoft come to the facility, you got to make sure that you're on the top of your game, and they spent well over $1.4 million in the facility as far as upgrades recently. In the last several years. And of course, there's always something new that you have to upgrade for the next whatever going forward. It's one of those things you got to keep your eye on. And of course, you know, facilities take a lot of abuse with a lot of people. There's over a million people that come through our doors every year, and you have to make sure that the facility is always looking good and fresh. And so, because as you say, there's a lot of competition around the country, and you have to make sure that you're up on your game.
Well, would you send your team to Javits in New York City? They woefully need help getting up to current speed.
I noticed in your 2020 vision that there's a lot of information on green. So I imagine that energy efficiency and finding ways to be greener, so to speak, while saving money are important.
Absolutely. We are very, very fortunate. We have an individual by Tim Tresser is his name, and he's kind of heading that the whole area up for us. And before Tim got on staff, we were pushing our staff to do this and do that. And then we really didn't get any traction until we really had someone that focused on it every day. And he was the perfect fit for us. So it's great. But there's always things that you can do better. And of course, with all the materials that come in and out of a trade show and convention, and you know that from obviously exhibits and whatnot, there's always things that can be recycled. And we want to make sure that we're doing our part as well.
All right. Well, Mark, I hate to say it, running low on time. Before we let you go, where can people go to contact you should they have questions? Where can they go to schedule events? Where can they go to get information about upcoming events? Give us the lowdown.
Well, call our main number, 404-223-4000. And basically that number goes right into our administrative offices and we can put that over to our sales team. But I certainly appreciate your time this morning and talking about the Congress Center. It's one of those things that's been around for 39 years. It's pretty amazing. But the business that people do there day in, day out from all over the world is pretty exciting stuff, and more things on the horizon going forward.
Well, I consider many convention centers my second home, and the Georgia Will Congress Center is certainly one of those. So
we'd love to have you. So come to the reception, the dinner that's coming up, and we'll find you a hotel room, I guess.
Yeah, we need some hotel rooms.
We may be broadcasting from that too. So, all right. Mark Zimmerman, the general manager with the Georgia World Congress Center. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Mark Zimmerman, my co-host Carol Morgan and Brian Nonny, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.